Basically, all the building is completed. We're looking at now just doing all the fit out. We've got some earthworks to go. And then other than that, it's purely about the installation of all the equipment, getting the refrigeration gear installed and getting the chain installed and all the moving parts, I suppose.
So when's your opening date?
April next year. And no compromise on that. So basically, that's it. You know, we've got sort of everyone involved is pretty comfortable with that. So that's our day.
And what level of production will that be?
Well, obviously, we'll ramp up. We want to get full rip as fast as possible. No doubt we'll have our teething problems. Over the first couple of months, we hope to ramp it up pretty quickly.
And what will full production look like? How many head are you looking at processing a day here?
Yeah, look, full production will be about 300 a day. It's definitely not the biggest abattoir by any means, but look, we've got a fair bit of capacity to expand in future years if we want. But I think, 300 a day, if we get to that sort of point, this year coming, so our first year of operation, and then we'll just virtually look at supply and demand then and decide, how much we ramp that up.
What products are you creating here?
This abattoir, very focused on, basically the manufacturing beef industry initially, and then, as time progresses, we'll look at increasing our quality and hopefully get more lot feeding and irrigation in the district, and then that'll obviously feed more quality cattle in. The whole idea of this plant, and with the Southeast Asian market very hungry for byproducts and offals and that sort of thing, basically everything that comes off an animal will get put in a box and frozen and exported.
Any mincemeat?
Not from site. There'll be like manufacturing grade meat. That'll, a lot of the American market is for that pie lean product that they blend with their fats in the US. Obviously the Kimberley produces a lot of lean beef, so a lot of that'll go into the American market.
And where are the cattle coming from?
The start-up will be our own cattle, so we've got a fairly good stockpile of our own cattle on our own properties.
We are, of course, in the middle of your country.
Yeah.
And that country being more than 1 million acres.
Yep. Yeah, so there's over 1 million acres of country that surrounds us here, which is one of the issues is the seasonality of plants in the north, and that's one of the things we wanted to alleviate by the location, is the fact that for a percentage of the year when cattle are hard to truck or the climate's not on our side, we have the capacity to walk cattle in from the surrounding 1 million-odd acres and prepare them for processing without actually putting them on a truck at all.
So what kind of interest have you had from other pastoralists then in the Kimberley?
Oh, look, we've had a lot of interest over the years. I think everyone's been a bit of a wait and see. But look, pastoralists, we're all about, where the most profitable destination for our cattle is. All this does is take a $200-odd cost off of sending them anywhere else. Getting a situation where we can process them locally is excellent.
And how would that work then if another cattle producer from the Kimberley was to use your abattoir then?
We're open to any opportunities. I mean, we're definitely not limiting ourselves to anything there. If someone wanted to come along with a fairly reasonable volume of cattle and wanted us to custom kill them, we'd definitely look at that. Otherwise, we'd be just looking at giving them a price basically landed at the plant. This stage, probably a live weight price. And then go from there. I think, we're definitely not sort of limiting ourselves to anything. A lot of that will evolve over the next 12 months.
So the plans to export to Asia or Southeast Asia?
Yeah, Southeast Asia. Look, there, it's strong. The issue in the east with the drought and the reduced herd over there has had a major impact on, I think, what abattoirs are going to process over there in the next sort of 4 or 5 years. So there's a massive interest in our product coming out of Southeast Asia. But we also have, the US market's a very strong market for us. Like I say, we're in our manufacturing type cattle, a lean product, and that's is very suited to the hamburger market in the US for that type of product.
And what Southeast Asian markets have you got in mind specifically?
Oh, look, I mean, we're not limiting ourselves. We're basically the plant is being designed and constructed to meet all countries' approval, whether it's China or other Southeast Asian countries or, it's a USDA-approved plant, it's been designed to comply with EU standards. So, look, we're not limiting ourselves to any markets.
And would you be exporting from the Port of Broome?
I'd love to be exporting from the Port of Broome. The issue we've got there at the moment is just the lack of a reliable regular service. But look, at this stage, we'll probably be going out of Fremantle. Backloading is a pretty big opportunity in backloading trucks out of the Kimberley that go back empty. So, freight-wise, it's not that big a burden. But our end goal would be to get it out of Broome or Derby. It would be great.
And I understand that you're currently recruiting in Broome and Derby. How many jobs are you advertising and what kinds of jobs?
We start in April. We want to start getting our crew pretty well finalised in the new year. There's everything from blokes working in the cattle yards outside through to boners and slaughtermen. You know, basically, we've got a whole spectrum of opportunities and jobs available. You know, we're looking at putting in a training program that we can start to train some people specifically for jobs that are available. So, that's pretty exciting now, is just really getting our staff. And look, just getting people on board that sort of buy into the whole thing. You know, we're not a massive big company and we just want to really get a crew that gets on board and engages with us and becomes a part of the operation. And they're the sort of people we're looking for now.